The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The fire of your coming, the glory of your presence, will shake the earth and every heart will know. You are Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, the God of Israel.
Shalom and welcome to Heart of Messiah radio broadcast. My name is Steve Weiler and I'm the lead rabbi of Sheresh David Messianic Synagogues, currently serving in Wesley Chapel, St. Pete, Tampa, and Conexion is our Spanish-speaking congregation, also in Wesley Chapel. Let's begin this beautiful day with prayer. Amen. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, we declare our love for you, O Lord, and that we want to be obedient. We want to follow your instruction. We want to follow your word. Lord, let your word just strongly go into our hearts and our minds so that we can truly be obedient and bless you and please you and bring you the glory. So, Father, We pray for all the situations going on across the world, but especially we pray for Israel, Lord, and that these hostages would be released and that the world would not be against Israel, but they would realize that they have to stamp out terror. So, Lord, we put it all in your hands. We know that Israel is the apple of your eye, your country, your people. We leave it to you, Lord. And we pray for an anointing on this program as we search your word for your truth and seek to follow it. We bless you in the name of Yeshua. Amen. All right. Well, a couple thoughts before we begin. We'd love for you to visit us in one of our congregations. And so if you went to our website, ShereshDavid.org, SHoresh, David.org, you can find out locations and times. We'd love to see you. And we'd love for you to also bring people, especially your Jewish friends who don't know the Lord. We also will come to your church or your Bible study and share a teaching about Passover, Israel, or much more. And also, just mentioning that we've been talking about the law the past couple of weeks. We'll finish up today. And if you would like a copy of the 613 Old Testament laws or the 1,050 New Covenant laws, just call our office. We'll be happy to email you those copies. Our office is 813-831-5673. And if this program blesses you, please consider giving a gift for the Heart of Messiah ministry. It will help us pay for these radio bills. Amen. Okay. So let's review a little bit of the past 2 weeks and then go into the final discussion. I'd like to start with 1 Timothy 1:8-10. It says, "Now we know that the law is good." So the law is good. If one uses it lawfully, we'll talk about what that means. Understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient. So now, as you listen to that scripture, you have to figure out whether you're just or you are lawless and disobedient. If you are just, you don't need the law. Right? So let's go through this list in 1 Timothy as to one of the things that would make you lawless and disobedient. So, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, or whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine. Well, I would imagine that all of us have things that we do that are contrary to sound doctrine. So I would say that none of us are just, but we're all lawless and we're all disobedient. And God wants us to be holy as he's holy. So everyone needs the law since none of us are perfect. And now, my opinion, because I wanted to, in all three programs, give you my opinion about the law, and that is this. It's based on Romans 7:6, which says, "Now we have been released from the law, having died to what confined us, so that we serve in the new way of the Ruach, the Spirit, and not in the old way of the letter." So what I had remarked to you was that we're released from the law when we are using the letter of the law. But now we get a new way to serve God with the law, and that is through the Ruach, through the Spirit. And so, yes, I know people use this scripture that we are released from the law and we're no longer under the law, but we'll talk more about that as we continue. I don't believe that's the case. I believe that we are to follow the law using God's Spirit. And so we are doing it correctly by how he would want us to follow. And so the way we follow the law has no connection to salvation, no connection to eternal life. This is just about pleasing our Abba Daddy, our Father who is in heaven. It's just about following his instructions. But what about the laws? Should we call them instructions in the new covenant? Do we have to keep them? So one website calls them commands and lists 1,050 in the new covenant. You know, I think that we all have an aversion to the word law, but somehow command doesn't really sound better. A law is the system of rules which a particular group recognizes as regulating the actions of its members, and which it may enforce by the imposition of penalties. In other words, enforceable rules with possible penalties. So let's look at some of the commands or laws or instruction, whatever word you want to use, in the new covenant. It's good to look at scripture this way because we learn what God wants to know about how, or wants us to know about how we should live. And this is where we'll finish up what we said last week. We talked about Matthew 5:21, which says, "You have heard it said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever commits murder shall be subject to judgment. But I tell you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be subject to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Racha," which means kind of empty-headed type thing, "shall be subject to the council, and whoever says, you fool, shall be subject to fiery Gehenna." Now, I would say that God is serious about this, and I don't know if you want to call them laws or instructions or commands, but, you know, and then he says, "Therefore, if you're presenting your offering upon the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother and then come present your offerings." You see, Yeshua is giving us instruction. Now, it's up to you as you read these. There are two choices you get. I don't think there are any other choices. One is he was making a suggestion, and the other, he was telling you how to live, which we're going to say is a law. And not only that, but there's some sort of judgment even for believers. Yeshua said, everyone who is angry with his brother shall be subject to judgment. So is being angry a law? You know, to not be angry. Is there some judgment and no penalty? Now, I realize that everybody's going to say, but what about Romans 8, 1? Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Messiah Yeshua. Well, to me, condemnation is talking about salvation. It's talking about eternal life. And that is correct. There is no, you know, the Lord has wiped the slate clean, and we are going to be with him eternally. And various commentaries will tell you that this means you will not be judged for your sins, but rather you will have lesser crowns, or I don't know. Maybe they're right. They're smarter than I am. However, my opinion is that when believers are judged, there will be some type of penalty for our sins. In Matthew 12:36, it says, but I tell you that on the day of judgment, men will give an account for every careless word they speak. So if we're giving an account for every careless word we speak, is there some sort of penalty for doing that? Or does God just want us to speak? You know, what is going to happen? Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that God is really caring about our speech. And you're going to have to decide, is this a suggestion, or is this a law or a command? For me, God's instruction is incredibly important. I want to please my Father, God, and I'm sure he likes it when I follow his instructions. As I said before, this is not a salvation issue. This has nothing to do with eternal life. It only has to do with pleasing God, our daddy, and preparing for his judgment. In Revelation 22:12, it says, behold, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me, to pay back each one according to his deeds. I don't know. To me, that sounds pretty ominous. Ominous. There we go. Romans 14:10. But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you too, why do you look down on your brother? For we all will stand before the judgment seat of God. 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Messiah so that each one may receive what is due for the things he did while in the body, whether good or bad. So while we are believers, we still did things good or bad, and we're going to have to pay for the bad that we've done. That's my understanding of it. And we can go on and on with this. We have 1 Corinthians 3:15. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but as through fire. We see in James 3:1, not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, since you know that we will receive a stricter judgment. Now, I find the scripture a little funny, because I don't know anybody who's not a teacher. If you're a father or a parent, a father or a mother, you are teaching your kids. And if you're, whatever you do, you're teaching. If you're talking to people, you're teaching. So we're going to get a stricter judgment. And then there are teachers, obviously, but you get what I'm saying. Romans 14:12, so then each one of us shall give an account himself to God. Last one I'll give you here is Revelations 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. The books were opened, and another book was opened, the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what was written in the books, according to their deeds. So we understand that salvation is not by deeds, but by grace, a free gift from God. But that does not mean we will not be judged. Now, I think that many times people who are believers can be confused by commentary. So let me read one Christian commentary, a group that I actually normally respect what they say. I won't even mention their name. And this is what they said. Christians are not under the law, and the Ten Commandments are part of the law. Now, I'm okay with saying that because they're talking about salvation, and I'm fine. But the next line says this: now, most everything in the Ten Commandments is repeated in the New Testament as something for us to observe and do. Wait a minute. Observe and do. Well, those sound like laws. So why in the New Covenant and not the Old Covenant? Any rate, so let me continue reading. But we do it because this is what we have from God in the New Covenant, shown to us by the heart of God in the Old Covenant. Okay, now I'm totally confused. Because the fact that God gave it to us in the New Covenant, is this like a different God? You know, to my understanding, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? And so why is the law different in the New Covenant than the Old Covenant? I'm not saying that we do this for salvation. I keep repeating that. I'm saying that we do that because God's instructed us, and instructions are meant to be followed. So, in our statement of faith that we've written for Sheresh David Messianic Synagogues, we have five main statements of faith, and one of them has to do with the Bible. So this is what we believe about the Bible. The Bible is God's written revelation to man. All 66 books comprised of Genesis through Revelation are equally inspired by the Holy Spirit and constitute the complete Word of God. The Bible is the inerrant, unchangeable, infallible, prophetic, authoritative Word of God for all people for all time. The Bible is our highest authority in all matters of faith, life, and practice. Okay, so that might have been a mouthful, too quick for you to really absorb. So let's go through this line by line, because this is important. If you agree with me, then how are you going to look at what is written, whether it's in the New Covenant or the Hebrew Scriptures? So, the first line, the Bible is God's written revelation to man. Yeah, man wrote it. But God inspired it. And revelation, it means previously unknown facts. So God is giving us these facts that we are to follow. Any rate, continuing. All 66 books comprised of Genesis through Revelation are equally inspired by the Holy Spirit and constitute the complete Word of God. So Genesis through Revelation is the Bible, not more, not less. We don't add to it. We don't subtract from it. Each book is equally inspired by the Holy Spirit. Would you agree? It'd be arrogant for us to say that one book of the Bible is more important than the inspiration of another book. The Bible is inerrant, meaning no mistakes. Unchangeable, meaning you can't change what is said. Infallible, meaning completely reliable. Prophetic, which means the predictions are all true. Authoritative, Word of God. It's our authority for all people, for everybody. The Bible is our highest authority in all matters of faith, life, and practice. There's nothing left over. The Bible is that instruction that we are to live be obedient to and base our lives on the Bible. If you can agree, then the question you must answer is the Bible filled with suggestions or instructions that are meant to be followed? Instructions meant to be followed are rules, which are governed by law. Are you under the law? No, not concerning salvation. Yes, concerning my life for Yeshua. What do we do with this information? How do we deal with the following, these laws? 1,050 laws. It's impossible to know and follow each one of them. I agree. However, try this. When you're reading scripture, you come to a passage which includes one or more of God's laws. Stop and think about it and see if the laws you already follow. And if they are, then just keep moving. If you need to brush up on them, then spend some time figuring out how to make it right, how to make it better. Put time and space of this stuff in your heart. So as an example, if we look at Ephesians 4:30-32, it says, "Do not grieve the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, quarreling, slander, along with malice. Instead, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God and Messiah also forgave you." This follows the example of the 613 laws mentioned in the Hebrew scripture. Some are positive and some are negative. So think about what does it mean to grieve the Holy Spirit? And then here are some thoughts. Do you have bitterness, rage, or anger? If you do, work on it. If you don't, let it go. Do you quarrel? Does anybody not? All right. Do you slander others? Do you have malice in your heart? Are you kind to everyone? Are you compassionate to everyone? Have you forgiven everyone? So in this list, there might be only two or three laws you'll have to work on. Ask God how you can improve in these areas. Give it some thought. Care about what God cares about. Don't continue in your reading of Scripture until you feel you have dealt with each law in your heart and that you can see yourself doing better. Look, you want to have a heart like the heart of Messiah, right? This is how we bring God glory. This is how we please our God. And this is something that you need to stop and think about, because normally what we would do, we'd read scripture and just read it, and we might even study some words and try and understand the words better, but do we actually seek to apply these words to ourselves? And do we say to ourselves, this is a law of God? Let me stop here. Take this seriously and figure out how I can make this right. That's your challenge for today. When you start reading scripture again, hopefully today or tomorrow, I want you to do that and see if it changes the way you focus on the scriptures you're reading. Well, this is all the time we have today. If this program blesses you, again, we ask you to give a gift. It'll help pay for our radio bills. That's what we use the gifts for. That's it. And come visit us at Sheresh David, St. Pete, South Tampa, Wesley Chapel, or our Spanish-speaking congregation in Wesley Chapel, too. We'd love visitors. Please just call us if you have any questions, 813-831-5673. We also want to come and give teachings at your church or your Bible study. So again, call our office. And if you'd like the 613 Hebrew Scripture laws or the 1050 New Covenant laws sent to you, we'll email them to you. Call our office at 813-831-5673. I pray that the words in the Bible will not just be suggestions, but they will be instructions for our heart, that we will not only make ourselves better by following, but make the world better by following. And so I ask you, Lord, that you would help all those listening grow in their desire to have a heart like the heart of Messiah. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.
You are Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, the God of Israel.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.